Welcome to the Wattpoly Cycling Podcast. Today, I, Carlos Ozols, our cycling graphs, and...
Yeah, Gabriel Strojic, or Nyshaka Cycling on Twitter.
Yeah, we will discuss climbing performances of Nairo Quintana in Tour de la Provence and Jan Hirt in Tour of Oman, where he set Green Mountain on the fire. And yeah, before we start discussing, I want to announce I'm working for Lanterne Rouge right now. So yeah, he's an amazing man and he offered me a chance to write for his new website. If you're listening to this, you can also check my articles on Lanterne Rouge website. Nyshka also is working and maybe can tell something.
Yeah, I'm basically just writing articles there from time to time and provide like watts per kilogram data to there. So you can check it all out, lanternerouge.com.au.
First performance, and that was basically the most impressive performance so far in the season, was Nairo Quintana in Tour de la Provence, where he set on fire Montagne de Lure climb. And Nyshka probably can tell what Nairo Man did on that climb.
I mean, yeah, for the overall climb, which was like 32 minutes, 44 seconds for Quintana, was 6.06 watts per kilogram. Quite a good performance, but the more impressive part was that he did, like, from his attack onwards in the last 4 kilometers, he did like 6.55 for the last 10 minutes when he dropped Alaphilippe, who was the only one who really responded to his attack. Yeah, there was a bit of a different start, but compared to older efforts on Montagne de Lure from like 2009 and 2013 Paris-Nice, but on the basically the first 500 meters were different, but then from that point on, Quintana also rode quite a bit faster than Contador in 2009 and Port in 2013. And yeah, so he did like 30 seconds faster, something 40 seconds, which is quite impressive, even though they had a tailwind this time compared to a headwind in 2009.
Yeah, but in 2009, Contador won the Tour de France and did also his famous performance on Verbier. So it's 2009 Contador with Astana and Lance Armstrong on the team. And yeah, Nairo Quintana destroyed his record time on Montagne de Lure. Let's say it's not the peak Nairo Quintana performance, but it's very close to his peak. Maybe he will improve in this season. Before this Tour of Provence, he said that he is aiming to podium Tour de France. And we know this year, Tour de France, there will be a lot of time trial kilometers. So yeah, if he's planning to podium, which at least at this moment looks something realistic. Maybe Egan Bernal will start Tour de France. I don't know.
And I mean, yeah, besides the TT, I think we have 40 kilometers TT on the last day or something. But besides that, I think the mountain stages should suit him. We have Granon, which is like 2,400 meters. And then Alpe d'Huez. And before we have like Galibier. So a lot of altitude in week two. So that should suit Quintana. Maybe if he can't come podium, maybe he can at least win a stage here. Yeah, it's not his 2020 shape when he did like 6.7 watts per kilogram, or it's close to 6.7 on Charles Renard, but it's still like on the watts per kilogram graph. I think it's close to the trend line at least.
Yeah.
And he could have probably gone faster if his team wasn't, yeah, pretty shit, because they like set him up for 200 meters, which was fine, but before the climb was paced by like
Maxime
Bouet.
Yeah, Maxime Bouet did his lead out, let's say, on the mountain. It was really lead out, and only Alaphilippe could follow him. And Quintana dropped Alaphilippe after 1 kilometer, and he like completely blew up Alaphilippe. Yeah, after that stage, he also said that it was a mistake. And can you also say the watts per kilo numbers, what Quintana did after the attack?
Yeah, that's what like I mentioned before, which was like 6.55 for around 10 minutes or 9 minutes, something. And yeah, so that was higher than the average, because they did like the first 25 minutes, they did like at 5.75, 5.8. So that was pretty slow. I think Quintana had a team that could consistently pace it. He could have probably done 6.15 or something like that.
Like before the attack of Quintana, the French team space, it's so Groupam FD.
Yeah.
They probably thought that Michael Storer is on Volta España super form, And they
Where
basically,
did Michael Storer finish? He was so bad.
I don't know, you can look at the results, but yeah, basically Bruno Armiral, the FDJ rider, like paced for a long time, and he did great pull at the front, but yeah.
Yeah, Michael Storer finished 14 for 1:33 down.
So
Unbelievable.
he finished behind the Filippo Ganna. So Filippo Ganna, the 88 kilograms. So he's 88 kilograms.
I don't even know where Ganna finished because I think he's
No,
been
he finished
disqualified.
12th. How many watts
Yeah.
he did? Like it was like four. I remember, like, he posted in on Strava, it was like 473 watts. I remember, like,
Yeah, it was like 470 something.
Like after the attack of Quintana, he did like almost the same watts, but improved by a few. So yeah, Ganna paced it really well.
Yeah,
Yeah, he
so he
was.
got disqualified because he had like a sketchy bike change from the side of the road or something. Besides that, it was a pretty impressive climbing for performance from Ganna. I think probably the best we've seen from him so far. I haven't calculated the one where he won the stage, but I think that was rather because, yeah, the Hand and Einar Rubio in like the Giro 2020 were like playing games and
No,
he just.
it wasn't impressive. Like, probably the
Yeah, it
most
wasn't impressive.
impressive until the Tour de la Provence was his performances in Volta San Juan, on those long
That could
climbs
be.
on Alto Colorado or something like
Yeah,
that.
Alto Colorado.
Like, if he can drop the weight, like his normal weight, I think, is 82 kilograms. So
Yeah, something like that.
he can maybe
Pretty.
do something in 1 week stage races. What about young riders like Mathias Hjelmes Jensen finished second on this stage, and what he did?
Yeah, he did like 5.82 watts per kilogram because they did draft quite a bit. Trek had a surprisingly strong team with like Gebraek Zabiehr and I think Elisonde pacing it
Yeah,
for
Ellison.
Skelmose Jensen. And yeah, Skelmose Jensen had to finish ahead of Jorgensen to keep his GC and outsprinted him basically. Jorgensen and Van Wilder also 5.82 on the climb. Sosa tried to follow Quintana, but couldn't really match it at the was caught by this group of Skelmose Jensen in the end.
Yeah, so also like was in this no man's land for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't even like on Quintana's wheel. He just was like
Yeah,
riding for himself and trying to win. And yeah, he didn't even pace for his teammate. Like, so also before the stage, like, lost at least like 10 minutes in GC. So he had
he was like
like,
12 minutes down.
yeah, zero chance to win anything. And also today, when we are recording podcast, finished the Volta Algarve first stage, and yeah, Jose Neves lost 3 minutes, something like that. And yeah, we'll
3:31.
see. And what about other teammates on the Porto team? How
They also lost all of 3:31.
oh
They were all in
great.
the same
So
group.
basically that means Neves, he'll be free.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna win a mountain stage in Nagav.
Well, let's see which one. Okay,
But yeah, the
moving.
other performance of the week was Jan Hurt in Green Mountain or Jabal al-Akhdar in 12 Oman. There was also like a stage before, which was like a slight uphill finish.
It was interesting because this mountain is used very often in Tour of Oman. So basically, the record of the climb and still the holder is Rafael Valls. Rafael Valls did 6.65 watts per kilo for 18 minutes and 28 seconds in 2015. And Chris Froome also did win on this mountain in 2014. He did 6.63 watts per kilo for 18 minutes and 33 seconds. So that was Sky, let's say, peak Froome. Jan Hirt, before the stage, his teammate Rein Taarme basically said that he's the best climber of this race, and he wasn't lying. And Intermarché Vanti-Gobert team just said that pretty impressive pace from the bottom of the climb. But the thing was that it wasn't televised. No, it was televised, but they didn't show it because of some problems like in a Giro. Yeah, basically it was Intermarché who said who burned every rider. And yeah, Rein Taarme was the last man to launch the Jan Hirt, who did some impressive watts. And Nishka can tell what Jan Hirt did on that climb.
Yeah, so basically we had Jan Hirt. Yeah, he won the stage. He had to gain like 1 minute or something before the stage to win the GC.
Yeah,
on Masnada. And yeah, it worked. Masnada completely exploded. He did like only 5.75 and lost like 1 minute 40 in the end. And Jan Hirt, 19 minutes 39, 6.35 watts per kilogram. But the impressive part is that they like the first part of the climb, it was Intermarché pacing, and they paced at like 6.1, something in that range, or 6.0, 6.1 watts per kilogram. And then the last minute after the attack, Jan Hirt did like 6.8, 6.9 watts per kilogram. And yeah, completely destroyed the other riders.
And for how long he did those 6.9 watts per kilo?
Yeah, for the last 8 minutes. Around 8 minutes.
Okay, so it's something better than what Quintana did after his attack.
Yeah, for sure. It was crazy.
Climb is shorter, yeah. But I think for Jan Hirt, he likes longer climbs, maybe even.
This is probably the best I've seen Jan Hirt ever climb, to be honest. It was also like a slight headwind, so it was harder to create gaps, but he completely nuked the other riders. Kevin Vauquelin, which is a French new rider, he was also quite impressive. He finished second, and he did 6.05 for 20 minutes. Pretty good performance for him. So yeah, Jan Hirt, definitely a rider to watch out for, and he's going to do UAE Tour. I think he could probably go well on Jebel Hafid, to be honest, and then possibly also in the Giro, which he'll also ride.
Yeah, also need to watch the young 20-year-old French rider, Kevin Vauquelin. He was the only one who tried to follow. Also, his teammate Elie Jasbert tried to follow, but he didn't hold on Jan Hirt's wheel for that long. Yeah, it was surprising to see that Fausto Masnada completely blew up. He lost almost 2 minutes and few kilometers. The climb was also insanely steep at the end, over 10% grade. It was clear that Jan Hirt had a good legs on Tour of Oman, because on stage three he attacked even two times on a 3 kilometer 7% climb. But he didn't win it because you know X-Rider Anton Charmig did some monster watts. It will be interesting to see what these riders who are performing well in February, what will they do in later in the season.
So X, they're talking about them. They also won a Tour of Antalya GC with Jakob Hinsgaal, who had the real segment, the record until yesterday, because today Juan Ayuso actually broke it by 16 seconds. I don't know if the watts for it, but should be pretty decent. He broke it by a big margin.
Yeah, it should be 6.8 or something.
Yeah, 6.7, 6.8, something like that for 30 minutes, which is quite good.
What we need to mention also is Victor Campernat. So Victor Campernat broke the extended record of the Calderates. So he destroyed the Tadej Pogačar's monstrous time. So basically... and also Cycling Weekly also wrote an article about that, if I remember correctly. So basically, Victor Campernat should win Tour de France this season because there are a lot of time trial kilometers, and he broke the monstrous record of Tadej Pogačar.
It was so funny because everyone, a few people hyped this record up so much, and Victor Campernat broke it easily. But yeah, he did 5.99 watts per kilogram according to Strava, which would match relatively well with the calculation I did for Pogačar, which was 5.8 something.
Yeah, also Victor Campernat is right now in the training camp, and he's in this he's doing altitude training camp, but he's living in this altitude hotel that's owned by Alexander Kolobnev, so a former Russian rider. So yeah, I don't know at what altitude is Campernat living. He recorded and posted a video on YouTube. He was said something at 2,000 meters. When the COVID started, Campernat did this crazy thing with the altitude tent, where he set it at 4,000 meters above sea level, something like that. I remember it was crazy. He said that this quote that the altitude tent is Ipo or something like that. But I remember he said something.
Yeah, he said something like that.
let's see, because like these riders, for example, Jan Hirt trained in Colombia, Ryan Tarme was in Rwanda, where there will be World Championships in 2025. And like these riders are flying, who were training in Colombia or in other countries also outside of Europe.
Must be the altitude.
What about this week? Do you think Jose Neves will beat Remco Evenepoel on some of the mountain finishes? There are two mountain finishes in Algarve. Will he do it?
He will win one at least. I'm convinced. Either on Foya tomorrow, probably on the day this podcast will come out. Or yeah, probably maybe it's already over. Or on Malao, which will be stage five, so the last stage of yeah, Algarve, one of those two he'll win. I'm certain, but we'll see. And also we have Quintana racing again in Tour de Alpes team Eduvar. He could probably do quite a good performance. We have Col d'Ais again in the program, where I did like 7.4, 7.5, 7.6. We can't know because we don't know the exact
Yeah, for 10
time he
minutes.
drafted, but crazy performance there. Maybe he'll show something similar again this year.
Thank you for listening. I don't know when we will record another podcast, but yeah, thanks.